Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for checking out our podcast. Indulge me. My name is Felicia. I'm from Houston, Texas. On this podcast, I will be talking about being a mother, relationships, teaching, my favorite shows, and of course, all things Beyonce and so much more.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharnay, a mother of three from the small town of Grosseteste, Louisiana. And on this podcast, I'll be talking about life with a son of special needs, marriage, and whatever else I feel is an important topic that I have experienced and can relate on. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, y'all. It's your girl, Ilya, hailing from the capital city of Louisiana. I'm coming at you with all things wonderful, whimsical, and worldly. I know you want to hear about it. Hell yeah.
And this is Jermaine Watson. I'll be rounding out our motley crew by coming with a verbal rundown of facts, news, politics, all things television and movies, and the occasional debauchery. My job is to always ask if we are helping to make your life better. Through our varied interests, we hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and motivate you. Welcome to Indulge Me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jermaine Watson. Just want to first start off by telling everyone Merry Christmas. And if you're hearing this after Christmas, I hope that your Christmas was indeed merry, but I'm sending blessings to you and to your family. I'm hoping that everything was as wonderful as they were when you were a 7, 8, 9 year old. Okay. But in terms of my Christmas actually started at exactly 12 a.m. Why? Because we did what we've been doing over, I don't know, maybe the last 8, 9 years. We were at my cousin's house, and of course, we were drinking, having fun, reminiscing a little bit, but not too much. So we were all there, you know. I don't even know, like, I don't know. We were drinking, right? With older people, people my age, and then, of course, the little kids running around doing whatever. So I kind of tapped out. I tapped out. I fell asleep at the table. And evidently, it was for maybe about a couple hours, literally. It was about a couple hours. We didn't leave until about 4 a.m. So, you know, I hung until 2 a.m. And for those people who know me well, staying up until 2 a.m., that was major, right? That is absolutely, positively a major deal. So left there. Came to my sister's house, which is where I am right now. Came to my sister's house, fell asleep. I woke up. I think it was like 9 a.m. when I woke up. So left at like 4:30, woke up at like 9. So, you know, less than 5 hours. But when I woke up, wasn't feeling it. Was not feeling it at all. Had a hangover. I had an absolute hangover. But when I get hangovers, I can't move. I can't do anything. Like, for real, I can't do anything. Like, I just have to stay in bed. And so I think I was in bed for like maybe another 5, 6 hours. But while I was in bed, I was watching Fast and Furious. And it was the movies that I had not seen, like Tokyo Drift. Like, what the fuck was that? But anyway, I watched that. And then I watched what must have been the movie that came after that. I also saw Too Fast, Too Furious. I saw that. And then, of course, Tokyo Drift. And then the movie that came after that. Which evidently they kind of fleshed out more of, what's his name? Paul Walker, his character. So I saw those movies, and like I reminisced, like the last one, which was like one of the ones that I had seen in the movie like I actually paid money to go see that movie. I was like, oh man, that's why I like, you know, this is why that particular movie is why I like the Fast and Furious franchise so much. Because like they really spent time on the actors. Well, I shouldn't say the actors, but the characters, right? They did a really good job with that. And then they, within that one movie, they created a lot of, I don't know, like hidden gems in terms of future storylines. And if you like go back and you watch that movie, like you see future storylines developing and you don't even realize it. But, you know, it was great to see. But, you know, whenever you don't live in town, a lot of people, you know, when they find out you're in town, they're like, oh, I want to see such and such. They want to see me. And so as a result, like my sister and I, we ended up going to like 5-6 houses and everybody wanted to feed me and I was in heaven. Yeah. So, but even like while we got to my uncle's house, he was trying to find his daughter's number in his cell phone. He couldn't find it. He asked my sister to find it. My sister couldn't spell her name. But I had her number in my phone. She has an iPhone as well, so we FaceTimed her. But she was with her brothers and sisters. So it was good to see all of them. Like they were, it was like as soon as I called, she answered, and like they were all right behind her. And my sister and I, you know, we got to say, hey, you know, Merry Christmas. It was, that was like, that was cool. And it was especially cool for me because when I was young, my Christmases were spent with them. You know, the same ones that I called, they were spent with them. In fact, like we would open our Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. And it was like a big thing at my uncle's house, right? It was a big, big, big thing at my uncle's house. Same house that my sister and I were at when we called. So like that kind of like brought back some memories. So it was just cool. It was cool. And then we went to my aunt's house, which was basically right across the street, but it was my aunt's house on my dad's side. My uncle's house that's on my mom's side. So we went to my aunt's house and, you know, all of my cousins were there. And, you know, we were just clowning, found out that two of my cousins got into a fight over, like, today when you hear the story, like, you couldn't do anything but just laugh because it didn't make sense. And then my first cousin was telling the story about her daughter, who's my second cousin, who got in a fight with another one of my cousins. And so she was just like, I just got tired of you two hitting win. They were so drunk they didn't realize they weren't even hitting each other. It was funny. And then another cousin who grew up in another town, she was there, but she was drunk, talking in slow motion. And of course we clowned her for even being drunk. And, you know, met other cousins who were there, younger cousins, like 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. You know, cousins that you won't see again for maybe 10 years and they won't remember you, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's always good to see that kind of stuff. So then we left and then we went to, I forgot, went to my Aunt Jo's house. She's not really my aunt. We call her Aunt Jo because that was one of my mom's closest friends in life, right? So we call her Aunt Jo. She's sick, and she's not doing really well enough to walk, but she's not doing well. And of course she wanted to see me, and so I went. And of course I ate. I'm skipping the part where I ate. I'm skipping that part. So, you know, saw her and her son, who I had not seen since before I graduated from high school. I hadn't seen him in damn near 25 years, right? And at first, he didn't even recognize me. Like, when I saw him, I called his entire name. And he was like, oh, what's going on, man? And, I kind of felt some distance. But I was like, well, shit, it's been 25 years. He don't remember. I mean, like, whatever. And so, like, I'm inside and I'm eating. And his sister walks in. And his sister calls me by my nickname. And he's like, he was in the kitchen. He was fixing some food. And he just stopped cold. And he turned and he looked at me. And he was just like, what the fuck? Like, is that really you? And I'm looking at him like, I don't get it. What's going on? And so he's just like, oh, man. He was just like, I think about you all the time. Like, he just went on. You know, it was like one of those things where for him, I guess the highlight, some of the highlights of his life or like some of the times that we spent together. And he went on to say that, you know, there weren't too many people that he was like really, really close with. And I was one of those people that he was really, really close with. And to hear him say that, that like put a lot of things in perspective for me, because it's true. He and I, we grew up right across the street from each other. And even when we moved away and we went to the other side of town of this little small town, like, we were still cool, right? Those were like our formative years where like we were learning who we were and who other people were. And, you know, that's when you could say that's my best friend and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it was like, it was good to catch up with him and see him and talk to him and hear where he was in life. And he even like, he admitted, he was like, you know, cause he had been arrested. He was in jail. He was in prison, you know? And he was just like, you know, some of the things that we did, he was like, those were the things that kept me sane and that kept me together and kept me thinking, you know, about what my future would be like once he was done in prison. And it was like, damn, like you don't think about what you do for people, you know, not the physical things that you do for people, but like the memories of the good times that you have and how that affects them years later. And to hear him say that, like, man, it was like, and it wasn't like an ego stroke. It was just, it was like a realization of who we are to each other. And, you know, you go through that all the time. Like, at least, I don't know, once a year, you realize how connected we are and how we really do matter to each other. And to hear him say, you know, the things that he said, like, it really meant a lot to me. So we did that. And of course, my angel, she was smoking her weed outside. And and I was like, it smells good in here. And then everybody was like, you smoke weed? Okay, I don't know if you hear this, but my sister's shouting. Okay, well, she's cussing somebody out on the phone. But anyway, we ended the night at my cousin's house, who was where I was at the stroke of midnight when Christmas came in. But we're so tired. What time is it right now? It is 8:45. I'm recording at 8:45. So we're done. We're spent. This was my Christmas. Oh, I received no gifts, and I only gave one gift, and I gave that one gift to Daniel. And I got my call and my video of him opening his gift, and that was like the highlight of his Christmas, that one gift. So yeah. That was my Christmas. I hope that, once again, I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, or first day of Kwanzaa, or what is it, Hanukkah? A couple days ago, I think it was. Either way, season's greetings to you and yours. Once again, I hope that this Christmas, our holiday season, has been among the very best. I hope that it is memorable in a good way. As always, love, peace, and blessings unto you.
Hey, what's up, people? It's your girl, Ill Yeah, sending season's greetings. Just wanted to give y'all a little update on how my Christmas went. Well, I decided to go home to the country and visit my family. Everything was pretty much great, with the exception of me getting stuck in the mud. So, $125 later for a tow, things did pick up, but I didn't let that spoil my day. Luckily, I had already spent some time with family beforehand and had some drinks in my system, so all was not lost. So, Elia decided that if that was the worst thing that could happen, then, you know, I can deal with that. And so, oh yeah, little background on how I got stuck in the mud. Don't worry, it's not what you think. My sister has a great deal of property, and I didn't realize that it had rained back home. So, at any rate, I had picked up my grandmother to bring her to the family gathering, and the driveway is sort of long, so I was like, okay, I got an idea. I'm going to pull up on the grass and I'm going to bring grandmother right to the front door so she doesn't have far to walk. So, turns out, a couple of hours later, my car sat in that grass and sank. So, when it was time to go, my car said no. I mean, my brother-in-law, my sister, and my niece, they're all trying to help me get out of the mud. We're pushing the car. My brother-in-law hooks a chain up to my car. He's trying to pull it with his truck. He gets stuck in the mud trying to get me out. But luckily for him, he had a truck. You know how country boys do it. And he was able to get out of the mud. So after a lot of struggling and what have you, we finally called it. And it was like, we're just going to call a wrecker. And yeah, I finally got out of the mud after that. So a little bit of Christmas chaos. But otherwise, things were on the up and up. I got to eat a lot of food and take several 5-hour naps. So, that was really interesting. So, yeah. That kind of pretty much sums up my Christmas. How was yours?
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Felicia. I hope you all are having a fantastic holiday with your family and friends. I am just getting home from a trip in Houston. I actually went to Houston to spend the holiday with all of my brothers and sisters. It's 9 of us. However, from my mom's side, it's 6 of us. And we had a chance to spend time together this Christmas, which hasn't happened since 2003 or 2002, when my father passed away. We went through the foster care system and we were all separated. So the 2006 was the last time that we actually were all in the same room together, but of course it wasn't for the holiday. I think it was for oh it was for my big mama's funeral. And we were all there at the repast. And since then, that was kind of the last time that we were all together until 2015. And it was just a really special time for all of us to come together and, you know, be in the same room. Because, you know, it's been maybe like 2 siblings here, 3 siblings there, maybe 4, but not all 6 of us. And so this Christmas was the first Christmas that we've all been in the same room in so many years. And so it was really good to spend time with my brothers and sisters and just see all of my nieces and nephews. So it's 6 of us, and then all together we have 9 kids. So I have 3, Michelle has 2, Willie has 1, Nicole has 1, and Jasmine has 2. So all the cousins getting together, that was really fun, and, you know, all of us siblings together. If you guys listened to our Christmas Chaos episode, we talked about how getting together during the holidays can be really great. But, you know, it also can be kind of hard when it comes to family and getting into it and stuff. And so while we had a great time for Christmas, it was also kind of hard for some of my siblings, because I feel like everybody is hurting and everybody has so much that they're still hurting from the past, and they can't heal and they can't move on from some of the things that have happened in the past. And so one of the things that happened was, like, my big sister and my little sister, they kind of got into it and, you know, said some things that was just really, you know, nasty towards each other. And then my brother got into it. It was, you know, a little crazy. But, you know, at the end, they were like, you know, I was upset. I didn't mean to say that, you know, of course, because we say things when we're angry that we really don't mean. But all this took maybe about 30 minutes. They were arguing, and, you know, I had to be like, y'all, look, the kids are in the other room. This is the first time that we've been together in all this time, so let's just try to get along. You know, let's love one another, and let's just enjoy this time that we have together. Because, of course, I had to leave the very next day. Anyway, you know, they got over it, and we all just sat down and enjoyed each other's company. The kids opened up their gifts. So we kind of started this new tradition, because, of course, we all have our own families, and so we wanted to start a new tradition where we have a siblings Christmas a few days before Christmas, where all the kids can come and they can open up their gifts from all of their aunties and uncles, and all the siblings can open up their gifts from each other and stuff. And it was really cool. And then we decided we weren't going to do Christmas food. We were going to do nachos and tacos, because Blake, which is the youngest brother, is like a beast in the kitchen, okay? And so everything that he cooks is always like from scratch and stuff like that, mainly because he hates spending his money on food outside, like fast food and restaurants, because he feels like, look, if I can cook this better, I'm not going to spend my money somewhere else. So anyway, so he cooked for us, and I don't know. It was just really nice and really great to be with my brothers and sisters. And we took pictures. And you can just see, I was looking at the pictures earlier today, you can just see, like, the love that's there. And I don't know. I was grateful for the holiday, and I'm hoping that we can spend more time together, and I'm hoping that next year we can, you know, that this can be a new tradition for us. Anyway, came back home, back to Baton Rouge, and had Christmas with my own family and my little baby, who's 7 months. He's been sick, and so that was like just a whole thing, because it kind of didn't really feel like Christmas because I was in the bed with him much of the day. But I made sure to get up, and I cooked. So I made gumbo for the first time by myself, and it was good. I made dressing and baked macaroni and cheese, and it was all great. And I think my son woke up at 4:30 in the morning and said, "Can I please open one gift?" And so his dad and I said, "Okay, go ahead." He opened up that one gift and said, "All right, let me go wake up Talia, because we're ready." So we ran and woke her up, and so yeah, 4:30 in the morning, they started opening up all their gifts. And, you know, they had a great time. And what really made me happy is how they were so appreciative. As soon as TJ would open up a gift, he got a trash bag and started throwing away the wrapping paper. That way I didn't have anything to do after they finished. They just, all the trash was, you know, already in the trash can. So that was great. And I think the rest of the day, so we watched Bird Box, and we pretty much just watched TV and ate, and the kids played with their toys, and, you know, it was really great. And now we're still on Christmas break, of course, and so I'm just going to continue to enjoy my break, watch movies and shows, and learn how I can make some money in the new year. But, yeah, I hope everybody enjoy their Christmas and is enjoying Kwanzaa, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Indulge Me. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to us from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact us directly by emailing indulgeme2018@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to indulgeme2018@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Indulge Me.